WPXY.
Does the church really oppose gay people? This is People Spotlight, WPXY. I'm Susan Maranti. Tonight to talk to us about the gay community is Tim Sally. Tim is the chairperson for the Administrative Services for Dignity Integrity in Rochester. It's nice having you here tonight, Tim.
Thank you. It's nice to be here, Sue.
Do you feel that the church really does oppose gay people?
Well, so traditional church doctrine has maintained that to be homosexual is not a sin, but to participate in homosexual activity is sinful. And that's an area, I believe, which is open to dialogue within the church. And that's one of the purposes of Dignity Integrity Rochester, is to contribute to that dialogue.
Now, how actually does integrity relate to the gay liberation movement?
Integrity and dignity are both parts of the gay movement. We don't limit ourselves just to political involvement. That we leave up to organizations like the Gay Alliance of the Genesee Valley and so forth. Our main role is to effect change within the church, so that people in the gay and lesbian community don't feel as alienated from the church as they have in the past. And that ties in with the entire gay movement as a whole.
Now, what church are you actually, is integrity and dignity related to?
Well, dignity is ecumenical. Dignity Integrity Rochester is an ecumenical organization for gay Christians, Dignity being the Roman Catholic portion of the group and Integrity being the Episcopal portion. Our organization right now celebrates masses at St. Luke's Episcopal Church downtown, and it's a growing group. We have about 60 people right now attending Mass each Sunday.
Tim, is there any church at all that is related, say, nationally to Dignity and Integrity?
Yes. There are several religious organizations for gay people within the country. In addition to Dignity and Integrity, we happen to be a joint chapter, by the way, there is Metropolitan Community Churches, which is a... if you wanted to use the phrase gay church, that would be about the closest approximation of a gay church. They're roughly their own denomination, whereas Dignity and Integrity and Presbyterians for Lesbian and Gay Concerns and so forth are religious caucuses within the main church.
Now, are you related to organizations such as the Gay Alliance in Rochester?
We are not related in that we have any special ties. We cooperate with the Gay Alliance. We maintain liaisons between both organizations, and we try to work together on goals which are of common interest.
What are some of those goals, Tim?
I think probably the main thing that both the Gay Alliance and Dignity and Integrity Rochester want to see is an eradication of homophobia, which is an unnatural fear of homosexuals. It's an irrational fear of homosexuals, and that leads to persecution, hatred, discrimination, and I think that's one of the things that we both want to see eradicated.
Tim, is homosexuality a matter of choice, and can this be changed?
Well, that's a question that's open to quite a bit of debate, both within the church and without. anyone who is gay or lesbian can tell you that that is something which was not a choice for them. We grew up just as anyone grows up, and when we approach adolescence, it's something we more or less become aware of, just as heterosexual youth grow up with their own feelings of being heterosexual. We grow up feeling our homosexual desires, and it's just as natural, we feel, for us to be homosexual as it is for the heterosexual to be heterosexual.
Do you feel there's still a stigma on homosexuality?
To a good extent. The quote gay movement has been in existence on an organized level since 1969. And within that decade or so, we've made a lot of ground in helping people to understand us better. But there's still an awful lot of work to be done in helping people to really understand the reality of what it means to be gay, and Dignity Integrity Rochester to help people realize what it means to be gay and Christian.
Tim, do you feel that the media needs to do more as far as educating the community on the gay community?
Yes, I think so, Sue, because the gay community really doesn't have that much of an outlet to let the general public understand who we are. A lot of the understanding, and probably the best understanding, comes from person-to-person contact, when someone in their family makes it known to their family and friends that they're gay. They're educating them and dispelling a lot of the myths and stereotypes about us. But I think on a wider level, the media can help us a lot more in that goal.
You mentioned the family. Do you feel that families are threatened by homosexuality in a family?
In their minds, yes. In reality, homosexuality is no more a threat to the family or society as a whole than heterosexuality would be. It's a normal fact of existence that a lot of researchers are coming to this reality, that it is normal for homosexuals to be homosexual. And to present any kind of a threat to the family, I think, would be, it's more or less incomplete knowledge that leads people to believe it's a threat. It's that homophobia which is more a threat to the family than homosexuality.
Now, at Dignity Integrity, do you have programs that can deal with helping parents to understand?
Yes. Dignity Integrity does provide pastoral and peer counseling. We do deal with parents who are having a problem dealing with their gay children. As far as an organized Parents of Gays organization here in Rochester, there is none yet. My understanding is that there used to be one and it disbanded. But one of the things that we'd like to see is a reinstitution of the Parents of Gays organization here in Rochester.
Yes, there was an article in the newspaper recently about some cities that do have groups like this. Mm-hmm. I think it was in Boston.
Yeah, I'm familiar with that article. I didn't read it, but I believe it was in one of the local papers the other day. And it's a necessary organization, because a lot of emphasis is placed on gay people themselves and the trials and tribulations that a lot of us go through. But oftentimes parents of gays are overlooked, and they have just as difficult a time in dealing with it as the children themselves do. So I think it's a necessary organization to get started here in Rochester.
Do you think there's a lot of discrimination against gay people?
Yeah, and it's hard to prove, because employers or landlords don't actually have to come out and say, well, I'm not going to give you this job or this apartment because you're gay. It's very subtle and oftentimes hard to prove, and gay people themselves don't really flock to the Human Rights Commission to report these cases because of having it more widely known that they are gay. They have to worry about friends and family and so forth. So they don't report it as much as they should.
This is People Spotlight, WPXY. I'm Susan Maranti. Tonight I've been talking with Tim Sally. Tim is the chairperson for the Administrative Services for Dignity, Integrity in Rochester. We've been talking about homosexuality, the gay community. Is there a stigma on homosexuality in our community? Tim, a couple more questions. Do you feel that lesbians or gay men can be good parents?
Oh, very definitely. A person's orientation really doesn't have that much impact on the children. Whether you're heterosexual or homosexual, I think it's the behavior that is more important to the child. If you're a loving and responsible parent, then your orientation doesn't I don't think warrant that much attention in the family situation. A lot of members in our organization are gay parents themselves, and they have wonderful relationships with their children. Their children respect them, love them just as much as they'd love any other parent. And I think this is one of the realities that the public should understand, is that gay couples and even single gay persons who have been in heterosexual relationships before can be very effective and loving parents.
Do you feel that gay people are barred from certain jobs? I mean, do they have to hide the idea, in other words, that they are gay in order to get a job?
Quite a bit so. There are very few instances where gay people can have a job and feel free to let that part of their total human person be known to an employer. And there's a number of people in our organization who wouldn't feel comfortable coming on a program like this because they do have to worry about their jobs and possibly not getting a promotion or being fired outright because it is known that they're gay, because it all goes back to homophobia and employers' ideas about the effectiveness of gay people in the workplace.
Tim, there's been many gay human or Cuban, refugees, coming into Florida. What are you actually, how do you feel about the gay Cuban refugees?
Well, quite a few people in the community were a little bit upset when newspaper reports started coming out at the beginning of this Freedom Flotilla about homosexuals, murderers, and thieves coming into this country. And we felt it was very unfair to lump homosexuals with murderers and thieves. But the fact remains that there are anywhere between 2,000 and 10,000 gay and lesbian Cuban refugees in the four camps set up around this country. And they have good reason to want to come to the United States, because in Cuba, I've read reports where in Cuba they have faced being dispelled from high schools and colleges, fired from jobs, put in prison, tortured. And so those that made it out are quite happy to be here. And they even face a little bit of persecution from fellow Cubans within the camps. So we're working towards sponsoring some of these Cuban refugees. It's the first time, I think, that the government, it's interesting enough to note this, that the government has actually turned to gay organizations, and in particular the gay religious organizations, to help them out with this problem of placement of gay Cuban refugees. And our organization is going to be sponsoring a Cuban gay couple within the next few weeks.
That's very interesting, yeah. Tim. Do you think that gay people have a special insight, perhaps because they have been oppressed, into human conditions of others?
I believe so. If you're aware of the oppression that you yourself face, I think it helps you to look beyond your own space and have a little more sympathy and understanding for blacks, for women, for Hispanics, for other oppressed minorities, for the poor. Our organization does quite a bit of outreach and charitable work for some of the poor organizations in Rochester. We help Bethany and Mary House for women. We support the efforts of St. Joseph's House of Hospitality, and we organize regular outings to help these organizations.
So you really are a social organization.
We're a combination, religious, educational, social. We provide various services for various segments of the community.
How are you an educational organization?
I think we try to help the church, basically, to deal with this issue. We also try to help the community at large to deal with this issue whenever we can. People call in saying, I have a child who I believe is gay. What can I do about it? Who can I talk to? And I think this is where we can help members of the community deal with it more effectively.
Tim, what more can you see media doing to help the situation?
Well, I think more accurate coverage of the gay community. The recent CBS reports on gay power and gay politics in San Francisco presented a very one-sided issue of the gay community. They dealt a lot with the promiscuous side of gay life, which if they wanted to, they could have dealt very effectively with the promiscuous side of heterosexual life, too. So I think that was a very inaccurate portrayal of the gay community. And media can help us more by avoiding that type of biased reporting. They can also help us by covering more of our events, a lot of our problems in the community. Lesbian visibility is a concern of the community. They can help with that. There are many ways that they can be a little more sensitized to the needs of the gay and lesbian community.
Do you think there's a need for legislation?
Yeah, I think so. I think so. Currently, there's some bills in Congress to guarantee gay and lesbian Americans the civil rights that they should have, because this is another myth that people believe that gay people don't suffer from too much discrimination. There's no laws which bar them from jobs and so forth, but there are. And there are no laws which protect someone from discrimination on the basis of sexual orientation. So there is a need for legislation.
So you mentioned myths. Do you think there are many myths about homosexuality?
Oh, a great deal. They still go on. Even though the gay movement is 10 years old, there are quite a few myths that still remain. And I think that the general public needs to deal with those more.
What are some of those myths, Tim?
Okay. I guess some of the basic myths that gay people are child molesters. That is of great concern to a number of people. And I think it's interesting to note that in studies that have been done, the majority of child molesters have been proven to be older men, and the victims have been younger girls, which leads people to think that it is basically a heterosexual problem.
That's really interesting, isn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, I think so. I think not very many people realize that.
Tim, I want to thank you very much for being my guest tonight on People Spotlight. I think this has been a very educational discussion. Thank you very much for being here tonight.
You're welcome.
This has been a public affairs presentation, WPXY. I'm Susan Morante.